Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, are we over Stephon Diggs? Are we out of our feelings? I can speak for myself and say I'm just getting out of my feelings on this Stephon Diggs fiasco. However, I'm pretty excited for what we have in store for the Bills this upcoming season. Stay tuned. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's the Recoil Report. Let's go.
It's official State P represent us. Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller Records, cause we get down, baby. We get down, baby. Girls, the girls, they love us. Cause we stay fresh to death.
Let me tell you something. I'm only playing this track because if you guys know, if you guys are, you know me, a little bit of hip hop from back in the day, the 2000s. You know what I mean? That's where I let me bump a little bit more. Let me bump a little more. Just the Young Gunners. And if you guys know why I'm playing this track, you guys should know. It's the Young Gunners. It's the new era. It's a classic. If you guys already know what time it is, you already know what era I'm from. You feel me? So it's the Young Gunners. The Young Gunners. Listen, if we're still going to be in our feelings about the Stephon Diggs situation, we can sit here and hum, hoo, and cry all we want. Like myself, I'll put myself in that situation because I was very much affected by this news. Very much so. And I was in my feelings. I'm gonna admit I was in my feelings for a little longer than I anticipated to be. But I anticipated my guy Stephon Diggs to be with this squad for a while. For at least another 2 years, at least. So I wanted to enjoy what 14 and 17 were going to present on the field. But like we've been talking about the last few days, and I think I've talked enough about this situation. You guys already know what time it is and how I feel about it. I'm over it. If you didn't want to be here, that you were doing all this stuff to kind of get yourself out, then good riddance. I still love Stephon Diggs. I still think he's a dog. I still think he's a number one receiver. Oh, he's falling off. I'm not believing all that BS. I'm not. He still requires you to know where he is. To me, that's a number one target. You need to know who that person is. Where's Stephon Diggs? Oh, there he is. Where's Devontae Adams? There he is. Where's Amari Cooper? There he is. Those are all number one receivers. You're not about to take out Stephon Diggs out of that. Now, whether he falls off with the Houston Texans, not my problem anymore. Not my issue. I ain't going to worry about that. Oh, did you see what happened to Stephon Diggs? He not on our squad. And when the Bills face him, we going to light your ass up. That's just what it is. When you're not part of the crew, you're not my guy. You're not my guy. I still respect him, but you're not my guy no more, bro. You're on the other squad. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be doing horns up. I mean, the stampede's going to come your way one way or the other. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. I had to get that off my chest. But I'm excited for what is coming our way. And if you guys aren't, wake up. And it got me thinking. It got me thinking because I'm like, okay, we can sit here and complain. And we can talk about what the Texans are going to look like, right? Because that's what it's all about. Look at the pictures. The pictures are all out there. Look, it's going to be, you mean, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, CJ Stroud, Mixon, Schultz. Like, they got a good squad. You can't even hate. Good for them. But I'm not going to sit here and act like I got a team that's full of scrubs. It's one of those things where we've got guys that are going to be on the come up. And that's actually more exciting. Kincaid had a very, very good year last year. Let's not sleep on what Kincaid was able to do on his rookie year. Let's not sleep what Khalil Shakir was able to do. Let's not sleep on what James Cook was able to emerge into. And we remained pretty young at the offensive line. You should have a very, very hungry Josh Allen. Whether he's playing golf or not or whatever the case is, you know what time it is. When he shows up, he shows up. He might have a little more motivation to show up a little earlier to get it in with his young guys. But you got Kincaid. You got Shakir. That's a core group. I didn't even mention Curtis Samuel. He just got here. But I'm talking about the core group. You got a second-year tight end coming into a second year. You got a running back that's going into his fourth year. Contract year. So you know what time it is. He's going to try to get his game up. Fam. Well, we looking all right. We looking all right. So, folks, where do we begin? Let's begin by talking about what to anticipate from Josh Allen going into this year, right? And listen, we all know what time it is with Josh. Josh, when he wants to be, he is one of the most deadly quarterbacks in this game. I don't think that I'm exaggerating. I think I'm on point when I say that. I think we all know what time it is when it comes down to Josh Allen and the way his game is portrayed on the field. He's a certified dog. And when he's ready to get after it, you see it. It's evident. One of the best in the game. Build around that type of player. Let him develop with the young core guys into a second contract. Bro, he's going to be 28. This is where, and I kind of got, it got me, I don't know about you guys, but I go back and look at where we've been for so long without having a franchise quarterback. We've had good quarterbacks along the way. Tyrod Taylor, Fitzpatrick. So we've had some good quarterbacks. Nothing special. But we haven't had a franchise in a long time. You guys know that. And at 28, if things progress the way they're supposed to, and he becomes the franchise quarterback for until he retires, and we have a couple championships under our belt, that's great. That's what we want. But the messed up part of me starts thinking, like, man, like, he's 28 now. A couple years from now, he's 30. So now it's like, okay, so where will he be then? What will he look like then? 32, 33, 34. Now you're like, oh, shoot, we got to start potentially looking at replacing. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, I get in my mind. I start thinking of those things. I'm like, yo, let's back it up. Let's just enjoy what we have right now. He's 27. He's going to be 28. Let's try to get a couple championships while he's here in Buffalo. But while we're at it, you got to build around him. You got to build around him. And knowing what we know and knowing what Brandon Bean, his task is, he's going to have everything in him to try to put things together. And when you have these two, now they're going to start to build on something. And you saw it last year. You saw it last year. They start to really come on and really get things cracking. And the statistics are out there. This brother is certified, man. He's going to get better. I know people talk about, okay, listen, he's not your bona fide star, but listen, when Josh Allen was fixated on getting the ball to Stephon Diggs, and when he realized, wait a minute, we're not where we need to be. We're not successful right now. We need to start winning. That's when Josh started saying, you know what? Let's play real ball and start spreading the football all around. And when we started to do that and started to put a run game together, well, what did you know? Players like Khalil Shakir, players like Dalton Kincaid started to emerge. I was like, hold on now. The future might be bright with the Bills. It would have been sweeter had we had Diggs to go along with it, a veteran guy, this guy that's done it. But sometimes you got to move on from these cats. And unfortunately, this is the case that happened with us. And the beautiful thing about this situation is, you know, we're going to add another receiver to the fold, all depending on how things play out. I'd say the first four picks will determine how they play out. The second pick is going to be crucial. And then things get shaken up. Once you get to the Chargers, do the Chargers go receiver? Do they go lineman? You get to the Titans, do they go receiver? Do they go lineman? And then things start to bump down. And then things start to kind. Now we start to see things materialize. But here's the deal. I want to talk about a little bit more about this Shakir thing, right? Because it's real. Like you start seeing people putting out statistics out there and what he's been able to accomplish while in the league thus far in a short little career. Fam, shout out to the graphics by BIB. I couldn't get the whole thing in there. But right now, catch percentage, number one in the NFL. Khalil Shakir, right? Receiving success. He's number one in the NFL with 73.3. He's coming along. He's getting there. He's starting to warm up. And when you have a quarterback like Josh Allen slinging you that rock, it'll continue. Let me keep rolling here. This brother led the league in definitely some important opties. Listen, let me just kind of scroll over so you guys can see what I'm working with here. All right. So Khalil Shakir leading the league in these important metrics. Check this out. You got your yards target, catchable rate. You got your quality, if your target quality accuracy, target production, QBR target 133. When you target this guy, he's legit. When you target him, success comes his way. When you go at this man, he comes his way. Look at this. 45 targets, and you know his targets are going to go up. You had 160 targets go to Stephon Diggs. You would assume, let's say 40 more targets go to Khalil Shakir. Those odds I'll take. Look at this. Number four all time in yards per target. Number one in time in catch percentage. Look at this. Number one in time in success percentage. Those are efficient numbers coming from our guy Shakir. So I bring all this up so we can be excited for what's coming our way instead of doom and gloom. Because I'm not going to sit here that I'm doom and gloom, but I'm also not going to sit here be naive, not knowing that we're probably going to have some growing pains at probably the first few weeks, maybe 4 or 5 weeks into the season. We're going to have some growing pains. We're going to have to learn one another, especially with Curtis Samuel being in the fold. But when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, this guy right here is the real deal. This is the stuff put together with Josh Allen and Khalil Shakir is crucial because they were able to put the time together. They were able to kind of learn from one another. And what I love about this is they're growing up together. They're coming up in the grassroots together. So you've got 2 years now that these two have been working alongside one another. So year three, this is breakout. This brother's going to break out. And now that you've got the confidence, now you don't have Stephon Diggs, this gives you more reason to say, okay, we're in the big leagues now. They're going to count on me. They're going to count on my efficiency. They're going to count on me. You know, my I guess you're going to have to step into becoming a leader because guess what? He's the most tenured receiver in the room. That's the crazy part. Boy's going into year three, and he's the most tenured receiver in the room. So he's going to have no choice but to say, you know what? Let me step my game up. Let me be a leader amongst these guys. I'm going to year two in the system, in a very similar system, going from Dorsey to Brady. Brady's now going to dial things up. Poor guy. Brady was expecting to have Stephon Diggs, Curtis Samuel. Now he's like, all right, we got to figure some things out. But the good thing is he knows the strengths of Khalil Shakir. And you can't go wrong by bringing this guy into the fold. This is what you're going to get. And what I love about Khalil Shakir's game is there is no catch and go down. There's no catch and go down. There is never a catch and go down. I'm catching that ball, and I'm looking for six. And this was the prime example right there. That's a dog. And that's the type of weapons we need on this squad. And now we have an ability to go ahead and draft a good receiver. Whether it be Brian Thomas Jr., whether it be Adonai, Mitchell, which is the pick that I would like if we don't go defense. I think defense is out of the question right now based on our needs at receiver. So you get more separation, speed downfield, and the knack to make more than one move, bro, let's stop the chatter. This is going to be very nice. And here's the big thing that I love about what's happening with Khalil Shakir. This brother knows he's got a big year coming. And that's what I love about these guys. They know what's coming. They know they have a huge year. And it's been said that he's been working alongside Eric Moultz, another Buffalo Bills great. So to me, you can't go wrong with any of that stuff. He's already on the path to become solid. So like my man Sword Brother Joseph, Mitchell over Leggett, I'm taking Mitchell over Leggett all day. Leggett is an athletic freak, but he is raw. That brother is raw. If you go to his collegiate statistics, and I'm not just a stats guy, but there's very little production. There's not a lot of production. So you've got to have time to develop a Leggett. I don't know if we're in that window to develop these guys. We need guys that are ready to go right now. Right now. A developmental guy is a Justin Shorter. You can't go and draft a receiver with a 28th pick only for him to not be ready for another couple years because he's still learning the game. I don't need all that, man. I need a guy that's ready to go right now. And that's why AD Mitchell sounds good to me. But my next stream that we do is going to be more leaning into the receivers that are coming out of this draft. But to me, right now, I'm excited for what Khalil Shakir is going to bring to the table. And if you guys aren't excited, I don't know what to tell y'all. And the beautiful thing about this whole situation is he's building with Josh Allen. They're going into year three together. Josh Allen's like, I don't know who this guy is. No. He knows exactly who he is, what he's about, what he can do. And the beautiful thing about it is, don't forget, we've had the Isaiah McKenzie's. We tried to get the yak out of Isaiah McKenzie. That didn't work out. Right? We finally have a guy that will not only catch the ball out of the slot, you know he's going to try to go for six. You saw it in the Pittsburgh game. You thought he was down. He's like, nah, bro, I'm still up, and I'm in that end zone. Talk to me now, and talk to me nice. That's our guy. Now, you got to get excited for that. And I think we were all on that page last year where we're like, yo, he's really coming along well. I'm excited for this guy next year. This is not just a new thing. We were all talking about this last year, before the year ended. We were excited to see what is going to come about with Khalil Shakir. And now he's got a grand stage to really step in and take over. He's got an opportunity. We're about to find out if he takes full advantage. This is where we're about to find out what he's made of. Year three for a lot of these players is usually breakout year, right? Year three of Josh Allen broke out. Did we put some weapons around him? Absolutely. This brother does have weapons around him. We're going to put more weapons around him. So year three is a breakout year. You know the NFL. You know the system. You know how to work out. You know the rigors of the game. We're about to find out what he is made of. We're about to find out what cloth he's cut from. And if he shows out how we think he's going to show out, bro, we're in the money. We're in a very good position. Now, that being said, He ain't the only brother that's on the squad. And here's the beautiful thing about Khalil Shakir. What I love about Khalil Shakir. With the targets that he was getting last year, bro, you ante up on his targets, you're going to have some great production. Just last year, played all 17 games. He had 39 receptions off of his, 45 targets? I think it was something of that nature. 611 yards. Bro, 39 receptions was 611 yards. Almost 16 yards a pop. So 4.39 speed. Bro, he's not a slow guy. So can he be a down? How will Brady use him? Especially because we got Curtis Samuel right next to him. How will he be used? In what way? That's what I'm excited about. Brady's got a lot of potential to become a great OC in this game. He could be like the Bobby Slowick. If he comes in and really starts to kind of put something together, watch out. Watch out, man. His two touchdowns, Khalil Shakir's two touchdowns, that could ante up. He could triple that. I can see him getting six touchdowns this year, if not more. He just got to tap into it. He had 10 plays of over 20-plus yards. Bro, look for big things coming Mr. Shakir's way. I'm loving it. I'm loving every bit of it. So big salute to Khalil Shakir. I think you guys are, I think we're all in it where we're excited to see what's going to come about. And how could you not? How could you not be excited? So that being said, Khalil Shakir, looking forward to it. We're going to see how it all plays out. And then we'll go from there. Who's the other young gun that we need to talk about? Y'all already know what time it is. This guy right here. Listen, I was very critical of James Cook. I'm going to be straight up with you guys. You guys already know. You already know. I was critical. Why was I critical? Because I wanted so much more. I wanted so much more out of my back, right? I had a vision of the type of back that I thought was going to work for the Bills. And you guys already know what time it is. I really wanted Breece Hall. Breece Hall was my guy. I thought big back, strong back, has long speed, has tricks in his bag. If something is not perfect, he can make something out of it. That's the type of back that I like. Contact balance, all that good stuff. I had to learn to love James Cook and appreciate his game. But the more time that he got on the field, the more touches he got on the field, the more I started to realize, okay, I like what I'm seeing from James Cook. Now, there are moments, plays like this, that really propel this brother. But those very same plays that you saw, we've seen them before where he's dropped them. We've seen it. Wide open. Can make a difference, and he drops it. This one he catches, but there's twice now. He had a perfect opportunity to really excel. Football drop. Lack of concentration, call it what you want. But this guy I'm looking forward to seeing. With a guy like James Cook, statistically, I was surprised because I didn't realize how quickly his stats came about. If you guys know, his stats quietly came about. At 5'11", a buck 90, I'm hoping that he puts on a couple more pounds, this year, just kind of, take the vigors of the game. But you don't want to take away from his quickness. You don't want to take away from his lateral agility, all that good stuff. But this brother right here had a quiet 1,100 yards last year. That big, huge game against the Dallas Cowboys was massive. Started 13 games last year, played 17. 237 attempts. I could see that going up to 300 if we feel more comfortable with him going into a big time year. 1,122 yards, 4.7 yards a pop. He had two rushing touchdowns only. I'd love to see that production go up, but he gets vultured. This brother's getting, but every time we get in the red zone, all right, Murray, get in here. Ty Johnson, get in here. Josh Allen, 15 rushing touchdowns, get in here. So I'd love to see him get a little more love in the red zone. They always vulture his touches in the red zone, especially for those that play fantasy football. You're gonna want to take James Cook, but his touchdown production is low. So I'd love to see them give him more opportunity in the red zone, whether it's in passing situations or just giving him the rock. But when you see the lateral quickness, when you see all the things that he's able to do in space, in tight spaces, and gain this type of yardage, you can't go wrong with that. And I had to learn to appreciate James Cook. Y'all would call me a hater, and I get it, but I was just very critical. I'm very critical, especially in that position, because I love the running back position so much, and there's so much little intricacies of the running back position that makes the position so beautiful. So James Cook brings another dynamic, and dynamic is what we want. We want dynamic backs back there that can make nothing into something, where you think he's got nothing, and boom, he breaks out like this. This is the type of stuff that you want from your back. And James Cook brings that alongside Walter's like, I still call you a hater. You can call me a hater because there's going to be moments where I'm like, yo, get this guy off the field. But that's just passion. That's just a fan talking. But at the end of the day, bro, dynamic backs in this game, they flourish. And this is what we need. So we got a little bit of spice. We got a little bit of sweetness when it comes to Ty Johnson and James Cook. Maybe we draft a running back in, I'd love to have a Ray Davis. You bring in a Ray Davis in there, just the right touch in there, that'd be great. But at the end of the day, folks, James Cook, quiet year, two touchdowns, 44 receptions on top of that. You can see that production go up to about 60 receptions. Tack on another 10 to 15 receptions, and Bob's your uncle. You're going to have potentially a big-time Pro Bowl year coming up. He is capable of getting to a Pro Bowl this year. With or without Diggs, I think he was going to get there. I think there's going to be more the team leaning on James Cook. in order to get to where he's at. And I'm all for it. I'm 100% all for it. So kudos to see James Cook going into a big year. I think they're going to lean a lot on him. The young bucks are coming. Like, this is a young man's game. And the fact that we have to move on from the 30-year-old Stephon Diggs, I know people want to say, oh, 30 years old. I don't think 30 is old. I know they want to try to play it that way, but it's not. It's not. I mean, back in the day was when a running back turned 30, that was it. Then they shortened the life expectancy for these running backs to 27. Once they hit 27, you're out of here. It's like, what? The amount of quality backs right now that are available in free agency right now is crazy, right? But it is good to see that James Cook is going to get his love. He's going to get his touches. I hope he ends up in his red zone production. And that's where Joe Brady comes in. Terrence Bland, what up, Terrence? Terrence says, yo, Ray Davis is RB1. It's the RB I want. Go Cats. Ray Davis is legit. Ray Davis is absolutely legit. I'm a fan of Ray Davis. So, and if we can scoop that brother in the fourth, I don't know if he'll last that long, but if we scoop that brother in the fourth, that'd be nice. That would be nice. So, we talk about Khalil Shakir and what he's going to bring to the squad. We talk about the young bucks, like James Cook, that's going to go into a big-time year. You can't go wrong with that. And I'm sitting here talking about he's going into his fourth year. My goodness, I put a year on top of it. He's going to his big time third year breakout. Same with Khalil Shakir. So you have two players that've got a lot to prove, that've got a big void to fill, big shoes to fill. With Stephon Diggs being gone, bro, that locker room dynamic changes. So this is now we've got an infusion of youth. And this is where I hope Josh Allen comes in and becomes that leader, becomes that guy that is the guy that, okay, guys, let's galvanize the guys, let's get them going. And I'm not saying for him to start pulling people's helmets because I know that's not his style, but I hope they find him leading in a way where it's not just leading by what he does on the field, but the little things, you mean, on the sidelines to get these guys going, right? So that's what I'm hoping. I hope he gets a little nasty with these guys so they know what time it is because this is a business, man. And every other team in the AFC got better. Teams that you didn't expect to get solid, like the Titans, believe it or not, the Titans really made some big-time changes. It all depends on how Will Levis decides to do, but if they protect him and they give him the weapons that he's got right now with D-Hop and all the guys that are out there, Powell that just went out there, dude, Titans could be nice. You already know what time it is with the Texans. The Raiders will be ready to compete. You already know what time it is with the Chiefs. So, man, the AFC, we already know what time it is. The AFC is already tough, but our own division is going to get better. The Jets are going to, they're going to be looking to take the division from us. The Dolphins are going to be competing. You know that's what the case is. We don't know yet what the Patriots are up to, but they're going to probably get themselves a quarterback, whoever it depends it is. Is it J.J. McCarthy or is it Michael Penix or is it Jaden Daniels? Who knows, man? Drake May? Who knows what they're going to do? But they're going to get better. So we've got to make sure that we hone in on skills, iron sharpen iron, get these young guys in there, and we've got a youth movement happening in Buffalo. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I got a super chat. I got to jump in there with a super chat coming in from my guy, Signified Nose. What up, Sig? Signified Nose. Let me get this out of here real quick. I says, I don't know if you watched Dan Mitchell, but he broke down every package it would take to get into picks 4 to 9. Worth checking out. I've kind of done some, a little bit of perusing, if you will, and kind of dabbling. It's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot. Because I was looking at past practice, what people have given up in certain scenarios. And there's a lot of times where these guys have given up a lot of picks to get in there. And then I go back and look at what we were able to, I guess, gain from the Chiefs when we gave up the 12th pick so the Chiefs can draft Pat Mahomes. Bro, we swapped first-round picks. We gave them next year. They gave us next year's first-round pick and a third. That was it. And then now you see what it's going to take to get down to, you mean, the 9th pick, or maybe get down to the 4th pick. There's a lot of them. So I haven't really dabbled too much to see how far we'd have to go in to get into the top 5, because if we're going to go in top 5, it's because we're trying to get Marvin Harrison Jr. How likely is it? All depending on how these things go, because I can tell you right now, there's going to be a three or four or five phones in every scout's hand, ready to dial whoever. Because the minute a team deviates from where we think they're going to go, like, for instance, the Chargers, they should be taking a receiver in this situation to help them out. They lost Mike Williams. They lost Keenan Allen. So Quentin Johnson is going to need a little more help. So they're going to need to grab a receiver. Neighbors seems to be the fit. Let's just say the Chargers kind of pull the, we ain't grabbing a receiver. We're about to sit here and grab a tackle to protect Justin Herbert. Now things change up. What if the Giants don't do it? What if the Giants don't grab a receiver? So now things start to change up. Now with Donze might start to kind of fall. So now this is where you're getting on the phone and be like, all right, hold on. Who's picking? Let's call the Bears for the ninth pick. All right, the Bears say they're not budging. They got who they want. Cool. Okay, who's next? Right? Raiders. Who are the Raiders? Are they going to grab a receiver? Maybe we can try to coax them to wait until the 28th pick. Who knows? There's going to be so many packages that you got to put together. My next stream, I'm going to try to jump more into the draft and seeing where we fit and how we can pick some players up. But I'm looking forward to it. All right. So James Cook, Khalil Shakir, the movement's going to continue. And it ends, almost starts with this guy right here, and that's Dalton Kincaid. Dalton Kincaid had a solid year. A solid year where you're like, okay, fam, if this is the type of year that he had with Josh Allen, coming into his rookie year, learning so much, right? Had to go through the whole combine situation and all that good stuff, right? Dalton Kincaid had a solid year, a solid rookie year. And you pair him knowing that the targets are going to come his way. He's got to be prepared because he is that good. He's that smooth. Look at him catching the ball, the way he moves, his fluidity. When he catches, there's no herky-jerky. It's catch and go. Catch and go, big back. You can't go wrong with that. They when we drafted Kincaid last year, it wasn't that I was against it. I was like, okay, we know we needed to go in a direction to help Josh Allen. It kind of puzzled me because we just gave a big contract to Dalton Kincaid. So we thought, okay, that's going to be the future. And that's going to be those two guys together. But look how smooth this brother is. And that's in his first year. Let him have a full training camp. No distractions to go alongside our guys that are Josh Allen without the Stephon Diggs. Targets galore. This brother alone, this past year, looking at his targets, you wouldn't expect it, but he had he had started 11 games, 16 games played. He had 73 receptions. Look for him to at least get another 15 to 20 receptions tacked on. I can see him being a 100 reception guy, right? At 73 reception, only started 11 games. You let him start all 17 games, brother, he's there. 73 receptions, 673 yards, 9.2 yards a pop. Two touchdowns, that's going to increase. Bro, you can't go wrong. I'm looking forward to this. I'm very much looking forward to a Dalton Kincaid-led Bills. This is why I say, like, this is the youth movement. I mean, jokes aside, bro, Stephon Diggs is great. I think they've learned a lot from Stephon Diggs on the work ethic, on how you're supposed to do things and how things work. And I'm hoping that they took something from Stephon Diggs. Because it's not all bad things with Stephon. This boy was a hard worker, and you knew he wanted it. So having Khalil Shakir next to him, having Dalton Kincaid next to him, having James Cook next to him, they've learned something from him. So now apply what you've learned from the vet that was in the room. Now, with a move like this, what does it remind me of, right? A lot of times people say, well, I don't know, man. Like, could we have success so soon with such a big change? With removing such a big key cog in this offense. I mean, look no further. Go to the Packers. The Packers they pretty much flipped that team to young bucks everywhere. Young quarterback, two young receivers, the young tight end, right? You had a back that was in and out of the lineup. So you had A.J. Dillon kind of taking over some time. So that was a young movement. And guess what? These guys played together, played hard together. Christian Watkins out there, bro. And you saw what they were able to do. So the future is extremely bright in Green Bay. And they have the young movement to come along. Everybody's coming along with one another. So this is what I love about this new, I guess, nucleus with the Bills, with how everybody's going to be moving up with each other. That's what I love. And right now, Josh is going to be leading the way. You absolutely cannot go wrong with anything like that. So big shout out to Kincaid and the whole movement. Listen, man, I'm looking forward to it. This is what it comes down to. I'm looking forward to it, and I want to see how this all plays out. So, is it you two not liking what I'm playing on my screen? They don't like it? Are they hating? Did it cut out? We'll see. I don't know how it's playing out. It played on my end, but if it didn't play on our end, then so be it. But here we are, folks. What could we look forward to seeing from this squad? I think we're going to see some growing pains at the beginning. If we're going to be real, we're going to see a lot of growing pains at the beginning. Are we going to see some flashy moments? Yes. Are we going to at one point see, okay, that's what this offense is supposed to look like? We are. But there's going to be some moments where there's miscommunication here and there, right? Somebody's not running their own routes, right? There was confusion. Both guys were running the same routes. I mean, those are the things that I anticipate. I think that we all anticipate that we're going to see. But for the most part, over time, we're going to keep going. I don't know if you guys are able to see. I'm not sure if you guys are able to see my audio right now. I'm just looking at the chat real quick. Hitting with the clips. Yeah, I'm trying to hit with the clips. But now that I think YouTube is like, yo, you can't be playing all that stuff. You need to chill up. I'm trying to put a production for y'all. So hopefully you guys can still hear me. Still audio is still good. And broadcasting is still good. But let's keep it rolling. So that being said, it reminds me very much of the young Green Bay Packers. So when you start seeing how they have to flip things, losing Devontae, right, losing their big-time quarterback in Rodgers, you're like, yo, they're doomed. They're going down back to the basement of the NFC North. And they said, hold on a second. Jordan Love stepped up. They love what they see in Jordan Love. And we're rolling. Are we back? Was I gone for a bit? I guess we're back now. Salute to y'all. I guess they didn't like me playing clips. We back at it. So let's roll. So that being said, folks, what I want, for those that missed out, what I was trying to say was this movement that's happening, this movement that these Bills are trying to move towards, where Bean is like, listen, my hand was forced. It was forced sooner than I wanted it to be. But you know what? We got to move and we got to roll with the punches. Josh Allen is good. We have a franchise quarterback. That window is still open. I know some people are saying, you lost Stephon Diggs, bro. So that window of opportunity is gone. I'm not quite sure I'm there yet, because the same could have been said, like I said, about the Green Bay Packers. There goes that window of opportunity, them doing anything. And they shocked the world last year where they were able to push the Dallas Cowboys and push them to the sideline, push them to the curb. Nobody expected that. So here at the end of the day, what it comes down to is this. You got yourself a franchise quarterback. You got yourself great management with Buffalo. We're headed in the right direction. So I'm not at all shook that we got young receivers. This is pretty much the point I'm trying to get to. You can't be. And now you have an opportunity to go draft yourself a big-time receiver in this draft. We're going to get one regardless. I just hope that we just find the right one that fits with this team. There was a statistic that I heard earlier on satellite radio that said 40% of first round picks fail. 40%. 40% is not going to work out. I was like, damn. And something further they said was your higher success rate are in your rounds 2, 3, 4 with guys that pan out. So if we're about to hit in the first round, I'm hoping that these guys make sure that they do their due diligence, because we missed heavily on Kyer Elam. We did. We're still we're going into what, year 4 with Kyer Elam, year 3, and we still haven't received what we anticipated that we'd get from our guy Kyer Elam. So we're going to year 3. And by that point, you think he's going right into a position where, okay, I'm the guy now. I'm going to be holding it down. Trey White, by that point, I thought would have been probably maybe his last year of the team, or we would have been moving on. Who knows? But obviously moved on with him with the injury. But prior to the injury, That's what I thought. That's what I thought was going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see how it all ends up playing out. But here we are. Here we are. We're anticipating to see what happens with Allen, with how Bean decides to play this out. Where are you going to go with this? So we'll soon find out. So to me, the future is still bright in Buffalo. I think the window is still open. For those that are talking about the window's closing, there's no opportunity, man, bump all that. For those that don't know, this game of football, you can't anticipate. There's a whole lot of stuff you just cannot anticipate. You just don't know. Teams that you thought that were going to be bums end up kind of putting something together. And teams that you thought were going to be powerhouses take a step back. And I don't feel like this is going to be the case, obviously, with Josh Allen and the Bills. I think we're going to still be prominent. I think we'll still be in the mix. We'll have some bumps and bruises along the way, but no better person to have lead the way than 17. That's what it really comes down to at the end of the day. So that being said, those are the three-headed monster that I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm looking forward to seeing meshed together, and you just can't go wrong with that mix. So that aside, I wanted to just kind of bring that up, and it's something that stands out to me quite a bit. So into the draft. So talking draft, because we're in the month of April, so this is where we need to start to dive in a little bit. And I wanted to do a mock draft with folks because I'm still learning along the way. I'm still trying to figure myself out with who and what and how we decide to do these. So I've done this before where we do like a community mock draft. So it's not just me. We're going to be doing this mock draft together. And what better way to kind of get an idea of what you guys deem the best scenario? So let's do a, you know what? F it. Let's do a full 7-round mock draft, and then we'll see how it all plays out. All right. So obviously we're gonna pick the Bills. And if you guys can see the screen, I hope you guys can see the screen, no problem. Yes, you guys can. Wonderful. So let's roll. So here's the deal. I was messing around with this the other day, and this app, the PFN app, is such a hater app. I must have given the best draft scenarios, right? And best trade scenarios. I gave them like second last year for the next year, and I gave them my two fourths and a first. Nope, you can't have it. And I was moving up into like the teens. Are you kidding me? So then I was like looking at all the other trade computer trade scenarios, and it's like all these weak ass trades, and they're allowing it. I'm sitting here giving the farmer way and like trade rejected. I was like, boy, y'all are haters. But nonetheless, we are here. If you guys can see the screen, give me a thumbs up in the chat, the live chat, as you guys are here with your boy. And we're going to go ahead and try to get in and try to make sense of this draft. So let's resume this draft here. So they got Caleb Williams going to the Bears, Marvin Harrison. I mean, a lot of the stuff that, let's pause it a little bit. Let's see where what's going on here. So Caleb to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Washington, Drake May to the, I mean, those are the things which you anticipate. Quarterbacks going the first three, Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals, Malik Nabers to the Chargers. It's playing out. They're saying that the Raiders will trade up to the sixth spot with the Giants to grab J.J. McCarthy. That's interesting. So J.J. McCarthy to the Raiders, Joe Alt to the Titans. I see that happening. Roma Dunze to the Falcons. Maybe that might be the pick. I doubt it. And then you got the Bears at 9 decide to go with the edge rusher when they already have Montez Sweat. I don't see that happening, but nonetheless, this is what we're playing with right now. So this is where I'm going to need you guys, your help in this. And we'll see how this all plays out. So I'm already not liking the way this thumb is happening. This draft is happening. So here we go. Let's try to mess around with this some more. So let's resume this bad boy. So right now, we're looking good right now. We're looking good. Receivers are still intact. The only receiver that's gone off the board is Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison. We knew that those three were going to be at least gone by the first 10. Here, they're gone by the first 12. All right. Brock Bowers goes to the Colts. The Giants take a tackle. I anticipated that. Here we go. Jared Verse to LA. So now I've done this quite a few times, and between this is where we need to, the Bills will probably have to trade up. Realistically, if guys are where they're supposed to be, where, because Brian Thomas Jr. is still available. He's still available. They did move on from Deontay Johnson, so you can probably see the Steelers taking Brian Thomas Jr. right here with the 20th pick. So then you'd have to call either the Jags, maybe the Bengals will pick up. Maybe you'd have to hop in and trade with the Rams. How much you got to give up? That's the real question, right? So I anticipate that Brian Thomas Jr. goes next. Boom. Oh, look at that. A trade. So the Giants trade up with the Steelers to grab Brian Thomas Jr. So that just, they just snuck underneath the nose of the Bills and drafted the guy that we anticipate the Bills are going to try to corner and draft along the way. So this is why the Bills are going to have to draft in the teens to try to get a guy like Brian Thomas Jr. if that's really the guy that they want. So there goes Brian Thomas Jr. to the freaking Giants. Awesome. Tyler Guyton gone. Nate Wiggins gone. Newton gone. Brian Murphy, DT gone. That's a huge draft, by the way, for the Texans. And the Texans just continue to build on that team. Golly, right? Cooper DeJean to the Packers. And here come the Bills. So the Chargers want to trade with me for the 37th pick and give me the 69th, and they want to take my 24th, and they can go kick rocks. Not happening. 38th and the Tennessee 2025 first-round pick. That's enticing. But to drop to the 38th pick, 10 picks later, I don't know if I'm ready to do that. So I'm going to reject that. Unless you guys feel good about that. Take the trade or just reject that. I don't know if I'm ready to take that. I don't know if it's enticing enough for me. I could always counter and tell them to give me more, but what are you guys feeling here? Take that or just kind of take your 28th pick and just keep it moving. I'll go into the chat to see what you guys are feeling. So let me just keep it moving here. Some people say stay, reject that. I'm in the mode of rejecting and just take that. San Francisco can kick rocks as well. Not happening. So here we go. So we have an opportunity to grab ourselves a big time player. So we go to the receiver. Adonai Mitchell is available. To me, I see that being the pick. Adonai Mitchell, good size, about 6'6", 1. I think he's about 6'1", give or take, 200 pounds, 4'3", 40. Can get downfield, great route runner, solid. Some people talk about, oh, I don't know about his effort. Trust me, his effort's not going to be an issue. I don't think it's going to be an issue at all. So I like Adonai Mitchell. If we don't take Adonai Mitchell, we feel like there's way more depth down in the draft, maybe defense is the way we go. Chop Robinson available out of Penn State. Safety Tyler Newbin available. Tavondre Sweat available. Or is it one of those situations where we're like, you know what? I don't really like any of these guys. I think they can be available if we trade down. But we already rejected those trades. So we got to grab someone. So are we going offense? Stay with receiver. I think it's the best bet. So for me, I'm a big fan of Adonai Mitchell. So I'm drafting Adonai Mitchell to the Bills. I'm a big fan. I think that's separation. He gives the Bills separation. He gives the Bills a dynamic receiver. And you pair him with Khalil. You pair him with Kincaid, Dawson Knox. Bro, we're laughing. So away we go. So I'm going to pause the draft a little bit to see who's gone now. So there's Robinson's gone. Ladd McConkey goes to the Panthers. I could totally see that happening. Keon Coleman to the Chiefs. That's interesting. Chiefs traded up for that. So Keon Coleman to the Chiefs. Troy Franklin to the Patriots. I could totally see that as well. Tavondre Sweat to the Bengals. And here come the Steelers. And they pick up the big DT, Chris Jenkins. Big pick. Xavier Leggett. I don't understand why the Jaguars need more receivers. They got Christian out there. They got Zay Jones. Now you got Gabe Davis. I mean, you pretty much replace Gabe with Ridley. Ridley with Gabe. I mean, I guess you could go another receiver. I don't know why they need one, but I mean, they grab one in the second round. I guess the value is there for them. So away they go. So let's resume. And I'm going to go back to the chat just to kind of see what you guys are saying. So Michael Penn, this makes no damn sense. They already have, see, this is the thing, man. This has got to be a little more realistic. Michael Penix to the freaking Browns. Knock it off. Unless they're trying to do something with Deshaun Watson, which is a guaranteed contract. They're not doing anything with that. And you just put Tyler Huntley on the squad, and you have Jameis Winston. What are we doing here? Oh, God, the computers. Can you see, this is what I'm talking about. The computers are drafting some BS. That shit don't make no damn sense. I got to go back to the chat here and see what you guys are saying. Ronald Ringler, what's up, Ronnie? I'm hearing Super Bowl talk from those windbag the Dolphins. You know the Dolphins always talking. The Dolphins fans be always talking. What's up, Laura? Laura says, I honestly don't know, man. Did Miami pay Tua or excess the fifth-year option or still in limbo? Can we phone up TD? TD's all over the map, man. He don't know if he wants to support Tua or wants to reject Tua and go for somebody else. He's up and down. But I feel him because he doesn't know. I don't think anybody knows what's really going on with those guys. So we'll see. Walter, what's up, Walter? Have you seen Watson? It makes plenty of sense. We're in an era where teams are paying to drop expensive players. I don't know if they really fulfill. I don't know if they got what they needed yet out of Deshaun Watson. He had a full offseason, didn't turn out well. So this might be the year where they decide, okay, what are we going to do here? Because that's a lot of money that they gave that brother. So they're going to try to keep. They're going to try to get every penny back that they put into him, but at what cost? So Michael Penix Jr. To the Browns is interesting. I'm not gonna lie, it is very interesting. Let's resume that and keep it rolling. Michael Hall Jr. gone. So what? Here comes Denver. Denver wants to give us a haul. So they want our 60th pick. They want us to drop down to the 121st. They can kick rocks. 121st, 130. No, we good, bro. We good, homie. All right, here we go. So we went receiver in the first round. I've seen enough people go and say, you know what? Let's double dip at receiver and take Jalen Polk. And now we have ourselves set at the receiver position. Some folks talk about Malachi Corley as a very underrated player. He's a sleeper. We can grab him with the 63rd pick out of Western Kentucky. Ricky Pearsall, Rome Wilson. So this is why they say this was a deep receiver class, because you still got some really good, talented guys still available. Luke McCaffrey is down the line. So good things here, folks. So good things. So to me, I'm going to look at the defensive side of the ball and see what's available. This is the pick for me. I did not think that this pick would still be here, but Tyler Newbin still being available, I would draft him in a moment. But this is a community draft. I need to see what you guys are thinking. My man Chris McElroy, is Franklin there? Franklin was gone. He went to the Patriots there. Walter says, I wish there was a laugh in their face option because you used that after that Denver offer. Wasn't that? That Denver offer. Let me get your 60th pick and I'll let you grab my 121st. Boy, kick rocks, bro. Get out of here with that nonsense. Polk first red over Odunze against Alabama. Really? Let me see here. Newbin all day. You guys are feeling Newbin? I feel like this is the pick. This is the pick right here. Newbin is that dude. So you put a Tyler Newbin in that. That is something that you really can't pass up on. Not to say that Taylor Rapp ate the ish. And not to say that Edwards is not a solid player. But like, They weren't signed long term. So you bring in a Newbin into the mix. Now you've got yourself a three safety headed monster like we had last year with Hyde, Poyer, and Rapp. I think this is something they want to continue to do. And you have a defensive minded coach in McDermott. He's all about it. So to me, I can't see why we can't grab that one. Let me see what BJ Bills is saying. Somehow get that safety from Miami, from the U. Our coach on the Bills secondary used to coach him. Chemistry. Kitchens. You're talking about Kitchens. I like Kitchens, but Newbin has to be it. To me, I think Newbin is the pick. Both players are solid. I mean, if I don't pick one, I'm going to lose out on the other. So this is the pick right here. So to me, I'm grabbing Newbin. So now that we've grabbed Newbin, this is where, forgive me, but this is where my draft expertise is out the window, because I don't know my depth as well. And that's what I got to work on. I got to work. The first 2 to 3 rounds, we good. But we don't have a third round pick. So we got fourth round. So by that time, we got to start figuring out what we need to do. So the real question now becomes, where are the needs that we need to fill on this team? So we filled our need at receiver. We filled our need at the on the back end with a safety. Do we need depth at O-line? Do we need a backup center? Are we looking at a tackle? Do we bring in a third running back with a fourth round pick? Do we go? Do we dip back into the receiver room and grab a receiver? You know, they're always looking at a corner. Are we looking at a corner? I feel like we're set at linebacker. To me, edge would be where we'd like to go. And this is where I'm going to concede to the chat. You guys will probably know way more than I would when it comes to depth along the way. So right now, when you're looking at what is available and who's around, Ray Davis with the 127, ranked at 127, that would be a nice pick in the fourth. We were just talking about bringing a Ray Davis to the squad, so we go offense. There was a really good, interesting stat that I read today. In the last 5 years, what team has invested the most in drafting a receiver? And believe it or not, the Ravens were number one. And I think they were the most, the team with the most drafts of drafting a receiver in the last 5 years. The Bills, guess where the Bills ranked? 31st. We just don't give a damn about receiver. Receiver is not the pick. So to me, is Ray Davis the easy pick here? That's the question for y'all. Or let's take a look. Let's go look. Let's look at the offensive side of the ball. Let's see what running backs are available. So we got Bucky Irving, Jalen Wright, Ray Davis available, Isaiah Davis, Isaac Garendo, Carson Steele, Duane Edwards. I know somebody was asking me about Estime. Estime is a big back. Estime is probably long gone. If I don't see him on the list right now, he is long gone. Frank Gore Jr. down. He'll probably be like an undrafted running back. Maybe he gets drafted. But yeah, this is the receiver room. There's only a couple names that I'm familiar with, but Ray Davis is the one that I favor. I've been favoring this guy for weeks now. So that's the running back room. You go to the receiver room, you got Brandon Rice, Javon Baker still available. My gosh, if Luke McCaffrey, Taj Washington available still, Jalen Carter. I've been seeing a whole lot of stuff about this just Jalen Carter guy. I got to do a little more research on it, but I've been seeing don't sleep on this Coker. I think it's Coker is pronounced. But to me, you got to jump on Javon Baker here or you take Ray Davis. But let's go to the defense side of the ball. Cam Hart, Jaren Williams, Tyler Davis, Jordan Jefferson. One of my boys told me about Jordan Jefferson. He goes, yo, Jordan Jefferson, if you can try to squeeze a Jordan Jefferson out, Jordan Jefferson, that would be good. 6'2", 312, 313 with an 8.32 raw score. So let me defer to you guys. What are you guys thinking? Edge, corner, Estime, I think, was drafted already, David. He's gone. He gone. Leggett is gone. Most of the receivers are gone. So you're not looking to get any of those big-time dudes. Jalen Wright is nice as well. So who we liking? Are we liking Ray Davis here? We taking Baker, Javon Baker, or Brandon Rice? Are we gonna double dip at receiver just like we did with Isaiah Hodges and Gabe Davis from back in the day? How do we feel? Building a case for a great regular season QB, but nothing else. Run those playoff stats. Oh, you're talking about the Dolphins guy. So Jefferson versus K and OU. Okay, I'll have to watch that game. So how you feeling? Are we taking a running back? Are we double dipping a receiver? Shall we double dip? Javon Baker? Yo, I think I like that. Let's go Javon Baker. We go back in and grab Javon Baker. And Javon Baker is a good, like 6'1", 202. He's just a good all-around receiver, good route runner. So let's go Javon Baker with the pick. And guess what? We're picking right back at it again. Oh, Ray Davis. Look at that. Ray Davis. Of all places for Ray Davis to go, look where he goes. To the Ravens. Of course he would go to the Ravens. Of course he would. These guys, I would have went right back for Ray Davis if I could. So here we go. Let's go on the defense side of the ball. I mean, edge makes sense. I think Jordan Jefferson would be a nice pickup. Because look who we have on the defensive side of the ball, just to let you know, interior wise. You got DaQuan Jones, obviously you got Ed Oliver. So you're gonna want to add some depth, some young pieces. So to me, I'm gonna grab Jordan Jefferson here. I think that might be the best. I'm this unless you guys know a better situation, you guys let me know. Edge rushers, Xavier Thomas. I'm trying to think of names that I've looked up and some of the people that have put me on some people. So let me go back to the chat and see what you guys are saying. You guys are saying double dip. We took the receiver already, so we double dip. So now we're trying to look at where to add to this this team. So to me, I'm jumping. I think I'm gonna grab that DT. So we missed out on quite a few DTs. So to me, Jordan Jefferson is the pick for me. And here we go, going into the fifth round. And this is where I am out of luck because I don't know anybody past this late. So these guys, the Chargers are trying to trade with us. They want to give us one just for the sake of not taking any trades. Let's see what we got here. So running back Marshawn Lloyd out of USC available. Theo Johnson, tight end. So this is where you guys will have to come in and give me your expertise on what is the course of action that we should jump on. Look at this. Luke McCaffrey still available. I mean, we already grabbed Javon Baker, so we don't really need anybody else. So let me go back to the chat and see what you guys are saying. What running backs are left? Let's go to the running back room and see what's happening with the running backs. So RB class right now, you're looking at Marshawn Lloyd out of USC, 5'8", 220. That's a solid back, man. 5'8", 220, transferring out of South Carolina. He's got speed. Be catch 22 that helps create big plays and tough. 5.2 yards a carry. Okay. He's got choppy feet. All right, then. So, yeah, that's the situation we have with our guy Marshawn Lloyd. And then you got Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota. I don't know anybody that's coming out of South Dakota. 6 feet, 218. That's a good size. 8.85 RAS score. What are the tackles that are out there? Javon Foster. So this is where I'm like, bro, I don't know any of these cats. I really don't. So, and this is where as a content creator, I got to get better at that part. Look at Joe Milton. Hey, do we need any backup quarterback? Would Joe Milton be a good backup to Josh Allen? I mean, Mr. Biscay's sitting there chilling. But what y'all feel about Joe Milton as a backup? You got an athletic freak of a quarterback, cannon for an arm. Milton for the vibes. Are we going Milton here? Yo, I don't mind getting double dipping and try to get ourselves a quarterback that could just wait in the wings. I mean, just in case. Or have packages where we get him running the football. So I think he'll probably still be around. I'm not ready to take a quarterback just yet. So for me, let's go with Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota. 6 feet, 218. Somebody recommended him. So let's go with Isaiah Davis. And then we'll double dip back and we'll go get the quarterback if Joe Milton's available again. So I feel like defense is where we need to go next. Edge rusher. 160th pick. They want to give us three picks for the. I mean, this makes sense, but I'm not trying to do all that right now. Here's what's available. Here come the Bills. The Bills got a pick at 160. So right now available. I mean, who are we looking at? We got a DT. Edge would be the next best situation for us, or even a tackle, or even a guard, since we've moved some things around. So. Here's what I'm looking at here, folks. I'm going to defer to the crowd. What y'all saying? We have former MVP Trubisky. We're good. somebody said Kamara. I don't know if I saw Kamara. Kamara might be way long gone. I've seen that name before. I don't see no Kamara, bro. So just for the sake of picking like the next best available situation for us, we already have a safety. We got a DT. Linebacker, we're solid at linebacker, in my opinion. Dorian Williams and the rest of the cats. So I'm going edge rusher. We can never go with an edge rusher. Let's go Xavier Thomas from Clemson, big time school. I'm just grabbing the first guy that I see off the board here. So, boom. And we got a few more picks to go, and then we out of here. Here come the Bills again. We good at kicker. We're good at punter. We got our edge. We got our DC. Let's go to the offense side of the ball. I mean, we need a backup center. So let's get some. Let's go Penn State. We just got rid of a Penn State and sent it to the Bears. So let's go and get Hunter Norzad and bring him to the Bills. And then that's it. We're pretty much near the end of our draft here. And then we'll go from there. And then we can kind of look at what we decided to go with. Let's see if Milton is still available. Yeah, Milton's long gone. They took Milton. So I guess we're sticking with Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky is going to be our guy for now. But yeah, man, listen, we're going to recap our draft and see if we like the first three, first four, and then the rest of them. I mean, we'll have to evaluate the rest of it, how it plays out at the end. But here come the Bills at 200. And special teams is a part. We don't need a linebacker. Excuse me. You don't need a tight end. I mean, we can get some linebacker depth. I suppose we did lose. We did lose some linebackers in free agency. So let's go with Omar Spites out of LSU. He sounds like a badass. So Omar Spites out of LSU. Here come the Bills again. And you can never have too many corners, right? So let's go. We need length at corner. So 6 feet 201. Length is always good with long arms. 6 feet 190. And I'm messing around right now. So let's go with the first guy we see on the board with Jarius Monroe out of Tulane. And there it goes. I think we had only those 204 picks. And I think the Bills. Oh yeah, we picked that at 248 next. So folks, I'm gonna be dropping this in my Twitter shortly. You guys, let me know how that plays out. This is my first official full mock draft. Boy, do I got work to do. Boy, do I got work to do, folks. Most definitely. So pick 248 coming up. Probably our last pick of the evening. And I mean, shoot, where you want to go with that? I mean, we could always jump back in on the O-line. You can always, you know what? Let's go edge yet again. Interior probably. I'd rather go interior and go once again, jump in and grab let's go to Florida, man. Florida Atlantic. We'll go Evan Anderson. Why not? Boom. And there's our last pick. So let's look at the results. Our picks so far. So I'm going to let the drafts. There we go. So here's the picks. We got Adnan Mitra at the 28th pick. We've got Tyler Newbin, safety from Minnesota, on the second pick. That's pretty solid so damn far. And then the third round, we go back and grab Javon Baker. I'm already liking it. The first four picks is pretty solid. I'm not going to lie. Jordan Jefferson with the fourth pick, our fourth pick. And then we come back with Isaiah Davis. And we come back with Xavier Thomas on the edge. We go interior lineman, Hunter Norzad at center, another linebacker for depth and special teams. Whether he makes a team or not, who knows? And then we end off with Jarius Monroe and Evan Anderson. There goes our picks. Wow. How do you guys feel about that? Are you feeling that? You guys let me know in the chat. Let me stop sharing this real quick. But there it is, man. A.D. Mitchell, Tyler Newbin. Bro, those two picks right off the bat. That already bolsters this team right off the bat. And then now we just roll with the punches with what we got right now. Just get these guys coached up, get these dubs along the way, and we go from there. So, folks, the first four, those are solid picks. But then we're going to be sitting here going through the draft just like we did just now and be like, who? And we're going to what are we going to do? We're going to go on Google. We're going to Google somebody's name. We're going to go to the top 100 boards or 150 boards from certain players and analyst and find out what players, what and what it means to this team and so on and so forth. We're going to be doing that in real time, in real life. So for the first four picks, bro, that's not bad at all. That is not bad at all. That's a good, we picked up a good squad, folks. So that being said, let me download that real quick. Just so I have that sitting in the wing. So when we can talk about it, we get to it when we get to, but here it is, folks. This is the results. The results are in. Here's what it looks like. These are the picks. So Adonai Mitchell, Tyler Newbin, Javon Baker, Jordan Jefferson out of LSU, and Isaiah Davis. So I say the first five are pretty solid. And then on the back end, Xavier Thomas, Nourzad, Spites, Monroe, and Anderson. And there it is, folks. There's our picks. There's our mock draft, our first official mock draft on the Rico Report. Whether you guys want to grade that, you can grade it. You guys let me know how you feel, and then we'll go from there. So before we get out of here, I just wanted to just touch on a couple things. Although these changes have happened to the squad and happened rather quickly, because all this stuff happened quick, because we did not anticipate this happening so soon with this whole movement of Stephon Diggs and Jordan Poyer. All those moves that we made, a lot of them were anticipated. Some of them were like, holy crap, didn't see that coming. But at the end of the day, coaching staff still intact. Josh Allen is advantageous over a lot of these quarterbacks out here because he's been able to go from Brian Daboll to Ken Dorsey, which took a lot of the system that Brian Daboll once had to get Josh Allen familiar with the offense so things can go smooth and he can continue. And then Ken Dorsey ends up leaving. So who comes in? Joe Brady. Joe Brady now has to take a little bit of what Ken Dorsey was doing alongside a little bit of what Daboll did back in the day because it's a mixture. And now he's going to incorporate himself in his own offense. The reason I bring all this up is Josh has been he's been fortunate enough to be in pretty much relatively the same system, right? Because a lot of the stuff have been brought from Daboll all the way down to Joe Brady. This is going to be the first year where Joe Brady is now allowed to put his own system in and he's going to work with Josh Allen. But for the most of Josh Allen's career, he's had pretty much the same offense, which is great. So coaching staff intact. Josh Allen's still that dude. He's still a top quarterback in this game, a top five for sure. And everybody can debate how you want to look at it. And then you've got young pieces that are built around him. That's how the NFL is supposed to be, right? Out with the old, in with the new. Just make sure that the new pieces that you bring in are complementary to your prior pieces, the pieces that are still on this team. So I feel good about what we have going. I say it's a moment of excitement as well to see that, are these players going to pan out? How can they not? We've already seen glimpses of James Cook. We've seen glimpses of success with Dalton Kincaid. And we're talking about having a breakout year for Khalil Shakir. In comes a new bat, a new receiver. Bro, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. It really does suck that we lost, you know, one of the better receivers in this game. But that's such is life, man. That's what happens. You don't think Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert's like, shit, I lost Mike Williams and I lost Keenan Allen? Bro, what y'all doing with me, man? I got Quentin Johnson and I don't even have Austin Eckler, which was my security blanket. Gerald Everett's gone. Bro, they just redid everything with the Chargers. So they have their own, situations they got to deal with. So when you look at that scenario over there and you look at what the Bills are dealing with, we made out just fine. And not only that, we gained a second rounder for next year. So if we have to kind of manipulate trading a few pieces, we have to give up a first round draft pick. So be it. It's probably going to be a late pick anyway. So give that first round draft pick and move up and get the guy that you need, knowing that you got a second round pick and you got the Vikings second round pick that who knows how they're going to do. So we shall soon see. So that being said, we appreciate you guys tuned in. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Smash that like. If you guys want to catch us on podcast form, our podcast is on all social media, on all platforms, where you go Google, where you go to Apple. Get all your pods on there. They'll be uploaded within 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours, give or take, on how we process things. And catch us in the and give us a a thumbs up, five stars on the pod so we can get this thing cracking. So that being said, I hope you guys have yourself a fantastic evening. And folks, we will catch you guys on the flip side. So until next time, you guys enjoy yourself. God bless y'all. And we'll catch you guys on the flip. You guys have a great night. It's your boy Rico. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. And we'll catch you guys on the flip. It's your boy. And I'm gone. Peace. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.